Thanks for listening to WYSO on WYSO.org and NPR One. I'm Lewis Wallace. It's time for Culture Couch. That's our series on arts and creativity in the Miami Valley. Theater at its best can address universal themes for the audience and the actors, the struggle for human dignity, relationships, conflict, but a lot of theater isn't accessible in communities of color. Culture Couch producer Basim Blunt visited Hope Road, the first theater company ever on Dayton's West Side.
I'm in the West Dayton neighborhood of Lakeside. It's a close-knit community, single-family homes, churches, and a few local businesses, and a few vacant lots. I go inside a nondescript refurbished house next door to a church.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm Basim.
How are you, Basim?
Hi, nice to meet you.
Oh my gosh, she's
inside the Bethel house, I'm greeted by a gaggle of beautiful brown faces. Kids who have been bitten by the acting bug. I meet Joyce Barnes in the kitchen. She's artistic director and playwright here at Hope Road Youth and Community Theater. Today, she's in charge of snacks. She's putting chocolate chip cookie dough on sheets to bake.
We have kids who have not had exposure to plays, to live plays, and they certainly might not have been cast in a play. And then if they are cast in a play, maybe at school or whatever, they might not have lead roles.
One of Joyce's earlier plays was a spinoff on Jesus Christ Superstar.
In the play, the predominantly white school was holding auditions for the roles, and one of the young men, who was African American, was upset because he was cast as Judas and not as Jesus Christ.
What's wrong with being cast as Judas? Why should we be concerned as African Americans?
Leading roles for African American actors of any age in our community seem to be few and far between. What we also know that we're doing is providing opportunities for skill building, for confidence building, poise, self-expression. We want to pull kids out of the background. We want to pull them onto the stage where they really have to focus, concentrate. They may never want to end up as an actor, but they will always be presenting themselves to people.
Hope Road is a theater company, but they're also about what Nicole Pritchett calls building character. She's the executive director and founder.
We want the kids to do more than just rap. We want the kids to learn the art of expression. The programs that we have within the organization are designed to build up the confidence, self-esteem, value in our youth.
This is the city's only African-American theater group. They've been around for 2 years. And this weekend, they're performing their third play of 2015. All of them so far have been grounded in black culture, but they're also looking for new material from new playwrights representing other cultural experiences. I was in the audience for Hope Road's production of One Day in Birmingham about the 16th Street church bombings that killed those four little girls in 1963. I was blown away. I saw high school senior Talisa McDonald that night in the lead role of Ruby. She says that for her, being on stage at night was more than just a feel-good thing.
At the beginning of the play, they show you a clip of the like the water hoses and stuff. And acting it out just makes people realize like it really happened. When you're on stage, it's like something you do or something you say could really change the way somebody feels about themselves or the way somebody feels about a situation or anything. History shouldn't repeat itself like that.
Theater is a way to bring people together.
This weekend, Hope Road Youth and Community Theater are performing a new show, Last Night in Harlem, at the University of Dayton. For more information, visit our website at wyso.org. For Culture Couch on WYSO, this is Basim Blunt.